bench. Hold on. Hold on. You can have a beer. We're going to jump right into it, Judgy. Back to episode 83. We're putting Chubbs on trial here. Okay, we're putting him on trial. He's dismantled the court in many ways. In previous task of such things as in section 1.75, article B, no chunt shall chub when chunt can't chub, and he did it. Okay, folks, welcome back to the podcast. Chubbs is back with me. This is not a part two. It's funny because people are going to hear this episode a week after and be like, damn, they were hammered. Yeah, welcome back, Jebsy.
What up, homie? It's good to be back with you. Call me by my hat.
Yeah, Chunt. It says Chunt.
Chunt.
But anyways, folks, what do we think about every, and this is for the people who listen, all six of you. Darren, I see you. it's my boy, fuck the Pontus.
He's and I can't say that because I got one fucking hang up on the wall.
Hey, no, that's different. We met Ricky Prohl in Omega Sports in Greensboro, North Carolina, and that, sir, is okay. That's okay.
All right.
But I got a bone to pick because nobody in their right mind has ever, unless you're in a movie, drank Budweiser out of a bottle. It's cans.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Are you drinking bottles now?
Listen, I just decided. I think we put it on the other pod a couple of
I know you're drinking, hold on, we did, because you were drinking aluminum bottles of Budweiser.
I wanted to change it up. The aluminum bottles during the summertime, they get very fucking warm very quickly. I don't know what it is, and they're a little bit bigger, I think. So I went, let me go back to the old 12-ouncer, right out of that delicious bottle, the red, white, and blue motherfuckers, King of Beers, American-born, bred motherfucker, please. Full rock hard cocksucking motherfucking chub right there.
Yeah, I didn't call you a butt. I was called you a cocksucker.
Called you a cocksucker.
Hey, what's more of what's the most American beer?
Well, I think I just fucking named it right there.
Budweiser, the JT. It's the king of beers.
American beer. I think you would have a good running between maybe this and then probably Coors Light's got to be up there as far as.
Yeah.
Just American-made, American, just we got, hey, and as popular as it is.
But let's talk about this, though. We got some good beers in America. I don't think we've ever really had a convo about how good the top three are. Budweiser, Coors Latte.
And there you go. I was just going to say that was going to be my next
one. I was always a Coors Light man. Since I turned 21, I've always been a Coors Light man. I never stole Chubbs' beer ever in my entire life. Never did.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, Amy, I thought I had a case in here.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what happened to you. You must have
I only bought you a six-pack. Yeah. Well, there are 18 beers missing from my fridge, Rickard.
Yeah, I think I busted you fuckers going out the window or throwing the damn...
I can't tell you, dude.
It was that window right there. you set the damn duffel bag outside the window full of the beers, you fuckers.
We threw some McGulches in there, too. The cling, 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 as they're trying to sneak out.
You need to get that long bearded bastard on the horn right now.
You think I call him?
And I gotta ask about
it. Here, let me call him quick. But
can you send him a link?
I could try it. Let me call him first, see if he's available, because I'll take a phone call from him. You know.
But yeah, I remember that because I busted you guys one time, and I figured it was happening. That's why I usually bought extra. I knew you guys were going to steal a few.
Yeah.
But then I busted you guys red-handed, and he would just have that stupid laugh of his. No, we're not doing anything. So yeah, what's that duffel bag? I just threw my clothes out there or something. I mean,
hey, man, what are you doing?
Just finished lunch.
All right, man. Well, look, you're on the podcast with Chubbs and I, and he wants. We're talking about one time he caught us with a duffel bag full of beer sneaking out of my window in my bedroom. Do you remember that? I'm like, well, you broke the closet.
Yeah,
I think.
I remember going out the window as kids because the frame was a little tore, so we just went ahead out of it and tore it even more, and then they got real mad. I remember that.
Yeah, so I don't know if you can hear him, Chubbs, but the screen broke. Before we went through it, the screen broke.
Of course. It's like the fucking bed broke.
I take ownership of the bed.
You hear that, folks? That's an essential there. Rickard takes ownership of breaking the bed.
Yeah. That's one of the many. To this day, I've got about six of those underneath me.
He's basically got that list that Steve Buscemi had and Billy Matt and was it Billy Madison?
Oh yeah.
Where he had put lipstick on. Yeah, that's Rickard's list of shit he's broken and had to apologize about.
Bed,
yeah.
Window screen,
hey,
closet.
Are you gonna be able to get on the pod with us?
Are you on? I mean, in 30 minutes probably.
All right, I'll send you a link.
Yeah, give me a solid 30.
Yeah, we'll be on for the next hour or so, I think.
Okay. All right, I'll hit you up.
Perfect, dude. See that.
Comb his beard.
Comb your beard from Chubbs.
All right,
man. Let's go. So we'll have a surprise guest. Not a surprise, but surprise guest. Coming in about 30 minutes. So, anyway. Yeah, I think that's going to be a great get for the podcast team here. But back to what we were chatting about. Compared, now, you think of Italy, you think wine. You think of France, you may think stinky people. You know, you think Australia. There's a scorpion in my beer, right? When you think of the good old red, white, and blue. Light beverages, dude. Beers.
Yeah, I think in general we're the best at pretty much
everything.
Everything, I would agree. I mean, we are seriously the greatest country ever.
Yeah.
But when it comes to beers, unless I went over to Australia, talked about it in the last podcast, didn't even talk about when I went to the liquor store.
Oh.
As far as the bourbons, all American-made fucking bourbons.
No shit.
I got my damn Woodford. I could get a double oak Woodford.
Was it $115?
The bourbon was actually comparable. It wasn't bad. It was, you know, it was a little bit more expensive than that.
Hey,
I like the cigarillos.
Since they're an old British settled colony, did they say, hey, let's go grab a pint? I don't know if you, I doubt you heard it, but I know from TikToks and shit that I've seen that, you know, the thing is, like, we say, Chubbs, let's go grab a beer quick.
I think they would, because, you know, the situations that we were in where there was alcohol, it was...
There wasn't much combo, probably.
Yeah, there wasn't much combo, because the alcohol was already provided for us, so... But over there, of course, I think they would. Hey, you cunt, let's go get a pint.
Right, yeah. So, hey, cunt, yeah. Let's go get a pint.
And that's a term of endearment over there. That's what the shirt I had on the last pop, cunt and fuck. They over those two words. And I mean, that's their favorite words over there.
Hey, cunt fuck.
You know? I mean, Holly, she made one of the most beautiful brides out there. And she's, hey, you cunt, go give me a fucking pint.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
What are they, Irish now?
I think, man, I just went Irish on you.
Yeah, you did. It's fine. Hey, come go get me a pint.
Give you a pint. So I tried to do the Australian accent over there, and it was cool because
it's not easy.
It was awesome though. They were so cool. Kim's new family, they are us. They are the
spitting image.
Same. I mean, they're wide open, they're great, they're fun, they're really cool. Everybody was fantastic over there. But what was my point I was trying to go to? And I fucking lost
it. You fucking Clint?
It was right there.
You got it. Bring it back.
I'm trying to.
See, when you forget stuff, folks, all you got to do is just think of it again. It's that simple.
Good point.
We're talking about, since it's a British settled colony, do you think they say, let's go grab a pint? And then you started talking about, you started saying it, but you were from Ireland. Hey, you want to grab a pint? You were saying it like you were Mike Myers and Goldmember. Oh, get in my belly! You know, like that.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, man. I'm really good at being a fat. I'm really good at being a fat idiot.
Yeah, fucking hate that.
It's okay. We lost it. Hey, if anybody out there that's listening, if you go buy a lost and found, can you find Chubbs' thought in the story, and then just return it to the rightful owner here?
It could be over there. I don't know.
What'd you say?
I'm looking for my thought. Did you see it over there anywhere?
I haven't seen anything but the wind come by. That's about it.
Fuck.
I know.
Well, I was thinking something. I'd do it in Australia and America.
I get it.
Find it over.
Oh, across the pond.
Yeah. Talking about the pond, mate. But anyway.
You want to go grab a beer? I do, but I do like the, hey, you want to go grab a pint? I like that. I think that's one of the cooler sayings of sayings. Because we obviously don't use the metric. He's got it. Bam. I knew it. I fucking knew it. Thank you to whoever returned his thought right back to him.
Thank you for finding that thought over there. Yep. So when we were all together, of course, we were damn the minority over there. There was a group of probably, 9 to 10 Americans over there. So when we went anywhere, we were known as the Americans.
Ah.
And it was fucking weird. You know? We were just, and then of course, Russ and I were together, and Jack was like, hey, let's start chanting USA right now. You know, and the man kind of looked at us one time and goes, yeah, then you really show how obnoxious you are from the States, you know, and you're fucking chanting USA. We didn't even have to do it. The fucking Australians did. We were on a bus going to a damn, going to one of the falls over there up in Darwin, up in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, yeah.
And just chatting up, you know, we were having a big time. And then all of a sudden, you know, one of Holly's aunts is really sweet. And she came back there and talked to us. And then all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, the fucking USA chant got going. And they did it at another time. So at the wedding, at the reception, they started chanting USA because we were just known as the Americans. It was just the 10 of us.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. So, like I said, they were so fucking cool.
You know what's, I think the best part about it is that nobody else has that type of chant in their country's vocabulary. Like everybody knows what a USA, what USA, USA. Yeah. The letters go together. They've gone together for, you know, a little over 250 years. If that math is mathing. A little over 250 years. And it just happens to sound really good. Sound really good. Sound really good. USA, USA, USA. Right? And it gives us this ability to do this podcast, Chubbs. Not saying that, you know, Australia, Australia, Australia. It sounds, you know, okay.
A-U-S, A-U-S. I guess you could do that. I don't know.
But you stole it. He stole it! And that reminds me. Hey, go ahead.
It was awesome and weird, though. It was awesome and weird because I've never been in a situation to where
you're outside.
All these, we're the damn foreigners here.
Yeah.
And so you just don't ever think about that to where, hey, man, we are the obnoxious Americans, but, you know, they took us in because they're great people. And so it was very, very weird just being in that situation. But it was cool.
So according to you and your sources, the American people are approved by the Aussie.
Yes.
You got your stamp of approval.
I mean, these Aussie folks approved us as the Americans that were over there because, you know, I think they met some pretty good fucking Americans. They didn't meet the dumbass, obnoxious fucking Bogans. Redneck.
Ooh.
Bogan. Hey, redneck. Australian redneck.
Just don't explain it anymore, Chubbs. You explained it on the last one. Just say Bogan if you're going to say Bogan.
I thought that was a good one. That's really the only. And that's a good one. Of course, Holly was telling me some other ones there.
She's a sweetheart, isn't she?
Oh, she's the best, man. And then their fucking whole family.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, they're all beautiful. They're all fucking talented. They can all sing. They're fucking amazing.
Did you guys? That's one of my dreams is to meet somebody whose entire family can vibrato together. And then for us to come through and try to do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw this video because, and here's my thought about it, Chubbs, right? We're not a singing family. We do sing, but you know, we sing songs we know, we rap, we you know, freestyle, do whatever. But none of us in our family have the ability to sing. That's different from people who like to sing, you know. I can sing in the shower. American Idol's going to turn me down. That type of thing. Saw this video where these four dudes are in the car. And if anybody else has seen it, I don't know if these three guys singing can actually sing. I don't know if they can. But they made this song up called Jerry's in the Driver's Seat. And it's a 15-second video. Jerry's in the driver's seat, and all of them are able. All three people singing complimented each other. Somebody was the low, somebody was the mid, somebody was the high, and it was. It's just when you hear pure talent and pure music, you know what I mean. Like when that opera singer hits that note, you're like, holy shit, that's what sound is. Does that make sense? I'll send it to you. But like their vibrato, the way that they were able to compliment each other, it just made the hairs raise up on your neck. It was just
Some of the favorite thing is like a barbershop quartet. Mm-hmm. Like there's no fucking instruments.
Yeah.
To where they can just and it just sounds like they have instruments because their voices are so good and work so well together.
Yeah.
That's the way her family is. I mean, they can all fucking. And she's got two sisters and two brothers. They're all fucking gorgeous people, but they're all nice as hell, and they're all talented. One was a gymnast. They just talented as hell. So just, cool people.
Yeah. And
like I said, they were Australian us, but with talent.
Yeah.
That makes sense. We're good at drinking. Yeah.
USA, USA, USA.
We wanted to do that so many times.
I like to think that we get on this podcast, shows we're able to make some people laugh. Okay, I don't want to think we're not talentless. You just met a group of people who can match our personalities to a T. And Chubbs, we both know it. That's why two people get married.
Faith. First one's on the dance floor in Australia.
You.
This fucking guy, your mama, your sister, your brother.
Yep.
Everybody.
Yeah.
We were all on there, but everybody. I mean, they're all up fucking bang. It was packed. And then, of course, what was awesome is they started playing some fucking old school American jams, you know, like damn, I don't know what.
Marvin Gaye.
John Denver tune.
Oh, okay.
Everybody could fucking sing it together. Yeah, so it was cool.
Yeah.
Nice. They played a lot of American music for us right away.
Well,
when all of us old folks kind of weeded out, then they played all that. Young, then all of course all the young kids are dancing.
How old are you? What are you talking about? All this young kid music.
I'm fucking old, son. I'm getting up there. I'll be the speed limit here in a couple months.
Hey, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Not the highway speed limit, the regular speed limit.
No. You're you know what you are. You're considered a highway, but you're only two lanes.
You're only two lanes road is what I'll be.
Yeah,
gonna get another.
You're fine. I'll talk shit about your age all day. But so Chubbs is gonna be turning the big 5'5" this year, and in North Carolina, that is the county highway speed limit. Doesn't matter what county, doesn't matter what direction you're going in or where you're going to. 55 is the, if you're on a two-lane highway road, you're going 55 miles an hour, which is fucking hilarious that you know, Jones is going to be a highway.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Time is flowing.
I know, but isn't life good though, Chubbs?
I'm telling you what.
Isn't life fucking dandy? Like, isn't it great?
I mean, mother and I couldn't be more proud and more happy right now. Yeah, everything's been fantastic. It really has been, so.
It's wonderful, dude. You just think, man, like, you know, especially, you know, I say that because I get humbled all the time when I'm at work and I'm like, you know, people say stuff that makes me think like, oh, if, and you know what I do, obviously, Chubbs, I'm not going to share it with everybody else, but if A happens, I have option B. Not everybody has that. You know, so and then I look at Prue, and I look at like, dude, I don't know if Mom told you, Chubbs, that little girl made me cry the other day, and we're gonna get sentimental on the Beer Sprite podcast here, okay? Chubbs, she's in the middle of having like a cold, typical kid getting sick, typical cold, got some coughing, got some boogies, runny nose, whatever. I take her, I try to put her down for bed. I put her down, she sleeps for about an hour, wakes up. Okay? Typically, every child wakes up. You know, she's 8 months old. Like, she's going to wake up, you know, roll her back over, you know, get her comfortable, make sure she goes back to sleep. Well, this time, she had a little bit of a cry to her, so I picked her up. Right? And I started rocking back and forth. And then I sat down in the rocking chair. And she nuzzled into my neck.
Oh, dude.
And then my thoughts were, this sick baby only wants what she's doing right now. Like, all she wants to do is to nuzzle into daddy's neck. That's all she wants. And I started tearing up, dude. And I was like, this baby, I can't explain it, but I've never felt her own in that time all she wanted is what she was doing, and I'm the only one that could provide that for her.
That's what
fucking broke my heart, dude. It broke my heart. I was like, I want to do this all the time for you. I would do this all the time if you needed it. Yeah, it
just never ever feel another love than what you feel right there, and that's what those moments are. You're going to remember that moment, those moments for them.
Yeah.
That's what being a parent's all about. Those are the great things about it.
Yeah, dude. And then it took about 30 minutes for me to put her down because she did that. And then it broke my heart. And I started tearing up.
Yeah.
And then she dropped back and looked at me, rubbed her eye, and then went other shoulder. And that's when I lost it. I started having tears coming down because I'm such an emotional dude, but like, she hit the other shoulder, and I was like, "That's my fucking girl, you know. That's my fucking baby, right? That's my girl." Like, okay, yeah, I'm not crying, you're crying, you know. And I can't. So I finally, long story short, I got her down. I came out of the living room. Chloe's hanging out on the couch watching TV or whatever, and I was like, "She's 8 months old," and I just cried. I didn't even cry when she was born. But she's 8 months old, and she just made me cry. And I looked at Chloe, and I was like, can you go get her and tell her to stop picking on me? Because that's not funny, okay?
No, I'm telling you, man, when they become more human, actually, you know, the last 8 months you've been she's been that damn infant, that baby.
Yeah.
Her personality hasn't been created. Now she's starting to create that personality.
Yep.
And that's when, oh my God, it just starts becoming really, really, it's still a lot of work, but it becomes so much more fun.
Yeah.
And so much, and you're just going to, yeah, from here on up, I mean, enjoy every fucking moment because before too long, you're going to get what you got right there. And all of a sudden, you'll be the speed limit.
Oh.
And you'll be doing a podcast,
I know, dude,
with you.
How? Yeah. Beers with Prue. I love that, dude. I love Beers with Prue. That's fucking hilarious.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, no, it's the greatest thing ever.
I'm telling you, man. And look, and I cracked this beer that I'm going to bring on the pod, and it fucking spewed, and I got a little puddle in front of me. But I get the side of people that I don't want to have kids. I'm married. I don't want to have kids. Like, I got my puppies or my cats, or I got nobody. I got my wife, or I'm just single. I get that, because you're not tied down to shit. You want to travel. You want to do whatever. You want to go wherever. That type of thing. I totally get it. But the look on that baby's face when they first know who you are. Like, because, you know, obviously Prue was breastfed. So then it was just a connection for the first, like, 2 months. It was mommy and Prue. And and there was another person there who would hold Prue sometimes, but it was mommy and Prue, right? And then there was that one fucking time where those eyes got big, and then that smile happened, and she goes, "Oh my God, this is daddy." And then, what, dude, I get why people are single, but they will never, not single, but kidless, but they will never experience a unknowingly, like, unplanning love. Like, it is a curveball that Randy Johnson couldn't throw. It's indescribable. I don't know.
And now you can understand how you could kill somebody.
Murder.
If they fucking did anything that would even come close to harm, I'm telling you.
I see these news stories and I ignore them because I'm like, I can't even fucking think about that. Yeah, can't think about it. I swear, man. And she's getting so smart, dude. She's grabbing toys. She knows which toys make what sounds.
Yep.
And she really likes, we just bought her something, and I'm sure you guys saw it yesterday, but it's a little DJ set.
Yeah.
It has a microphone that sounds like a maraca. So she fucking loves it.
She's already written 3 rap songs.
Yeah, dude. She's coming out as PA. That's her rap name.
That is fucking awesome.
It's PA on the mic.
That would be awesome.
Dude, but shimmy shimmy y'all, shimmy P, shimmy A. Tell him, dude, I can do it. We could do it. We'll make a song about Prue. Anyways, that fucking moment happened, Chubbs. And this sounds odd because she's 8 months old, right? You would think something would happen before then. And it was one of those moments where it was like, my daughter knows who I am. Like, she knows that this is daddy. Daddy's holding her. She knows it's me. All she needs, dude. I can't explain it, dude.
All your work up until now has just been that. She needs to fucking eat. She needs to shit. She needs to sleep. That's all you've been having to do.
She still does that, but I get what you're saying.
But now her personality is really, really starting to come out. That's just fucking great.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if the people want to hear this on the podcast, but maybe they do. Maybe they do.
Yeah, probably not.
I tune into this program every bi-weekly because they talk about beer and Vikings football, okay? I don't tune into this program because they talk about babies, okay?
Doug talks about how he cries.
Yeah. What the fuck? Hey, it's called Beer with Pussy because he fucking cries.
Yeah, you're listening to Bat. I'm sorry. We're sentimental. Does that offend you? I'm sorry we cried.
Yeah.
The kids love it.
Oh, man. I'm 40. Okay. Hey, also, that's one of the, so there's two things in it. I'm going to say it right now on the podcast. Chloe will never listen to it, which is, you know, whatever. Good thing and a bad thing. But there's two things I'm going to get her for her birthday this year in November. One of them is going to be, I'm going to custom make a Minnesota Vikings Joe Burrow shirt. Because she loves Joe Burrow, but I'm not having her wearing Bengals gear. Okay? Has nothing to do with the Vikings. The second thing is I'm going to get a big poster or like a big cutout sticker she can put on her car of that Oklahoma State head coach going, I'm a man. I'm 40. Because, dude, I showed her that clip and you would have thought this girl never laughed in her life how she fucking laughed at that. I was like, yeah. But you, I was like, you got to see. Do you remember that clip?
I do remember.
I was like, you got to see the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but my favorite one's the Coastal Carolina guy. I mean, who? Screen don't go that way. No, I know you've seen that.
I've seen that. Also, guess what popped up on my timeline today?
What?
Meow. Meow.
Yeah.
That the high school
coach. It's
the
same guy. It's the same clip.
No.
Screen don't go that way.
Oh, he used to. Then he's got a different video out.
No, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house. Cat. Screen don't go that way.
Same guy, different video. He's got two of them.
Serious?
Swear to God, because he has salt and pepper, white mustache. Get a cat in the house. We need dogs.
Yeah, You get the rings.
No, I swear to God, it's the same dude, but he's coaching like high school ball. Because it's like, you know, it's like my wife telling me, shark don't eat its own self. You know, that's why we blitz on defense, because the shark don't eat its own self. You know,
yeah. At least dogs.
We need some fuck, man. I know. I hold on.
I had
to have fucking saved it, dude. I had to.
And I gotta be able to take care of Bo. Bo's in the back. He's just barking like crazy. I told my wife, cat in the house. She goes, cat in the house? Yeah, cat in the house. Cat in the house? Cat can't get back out. Screen don't go there.
I thought it fucking.
That's the funniest fucking clip ever, dude.
That is. That's a fucking. That's hilarious. I thought I fucking. Hang on. I thought I saved it because he's got.
Else, you got to look up the coach. It's Coastal Carolina. And I don't know if you put it in YouTube, but and I guess Cat in the House, maybe.
Yeah, let me do that quick.
I never laughed so fucking hard.
I'm telling you, he's got more than
one. He may have another clip. I've never seen any other
clip. Oh, shit. No, we're talking about two different people. No, because the guy I'm talking, I gotta say, I'll have to find it and send it to you. Same energy, same vibe, different person. And this guy he talks about he's a high school coach, and he talks about some. Fuck me. He goes, hey, if we were all open, we'd be on an airplane, you know. But we're not. Okay, we're on solid ground here. Same energy. It may be him from years ago. Fuck, man. I'll send it to you. I'll fucking find it and send it to you. Same. If they're not the same person, they need to do a 23andMe and get checked because they're fucking, they're brothers. I swear to God, dude. Both of them, just mustache, clean shave, short hair. But the guy I saw today had glasses and he had salt and pepper white hair with a white mustache. So.
No, this guy don't think we're talking about that bad one.
Don't know he does.
Has any facial hair.
No, he does. He has a mustache. That's what I'm telling you. It's all dogs.
Oh, he sure does. Yeah, Screamo.
It's all dogs.
Jen is learning. He's looking at it. Screamo, you go that way.
Hey, guys, everybody, this is on YouTube.
I was ready to carry my golf tournament for practice, right? 12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. The screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, it's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I'm trying to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. But I look good. I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
We need more dogs. Screen don't go that way.
Screen don't go that way. Hey, let me... Hey! Let me, fuck.
Suck on that.
I don't know why both of them did that, but let me go get a taper pal.
You spill it again?
No. The other one I didn't, but I want to clean this up before before the wife gets home. You mind telling them about our sponsors?
Yes, so welcome to the Beard & Brown Podcast. We are sponsored by Trojan Condoms.
No, we're not. ain't no condoms over here, Uncle Roy.
We're sponsored by ADHD.
Yeah.
With lightning bolts in the middle t-shirts.
Ain't no condoms used over here, Uncle Roy.
Ain't no condoms here, Uncle Roy. But we would love to have any sponsor. Do we still got our one sponsor? They fall out.
You know what? We back in 2022, that sponsor decided to part ways with the Beers & Brian podcast, and you know, good for them. Good luck to them. You know, what we need over here, Chubbs, we need some dogs. We don't need no cats in here.
It's more dog.
No.
Sponsorship we will be taking.
The Beers & Brian podcast is sponsored by me. Chubbsy,
listen.
What? Chubbs? You listen. What?
No, you listen.
No, you tell me what.
Loves the podcast, and I approve.
Yeah, that's his message. He approves, folks. Hell, when you go to your ballots next year, 2024, you got to vote Chubbs Republican.
You got to. It's Chubbs and Chunt. We're brothers.
We're brothers. We're running. Hey, what if you're Chubbs and I'm Chunt? Hey, you and I are like black sheep. The movie Black Sheep with Chris Farley. That's what we are. I'm just the, you know, JoJo the Idiot Circus Boy. You know?
Beers with Chunt? That just doesn't roll off the tongue very good.
Cheers with Chunt.
Cheers with Chunt. That's it.
Yeah.
That's like your Bizarro podcast.
Yeah. That's because... Cheers with Chunt. Yeah, because... Yeah, and y'all are all right. Welcome back to Cheers with Chunt. All right. Today's guest is going to be... it's going to be Chubbs from the United States.
Very good.
Not too bad, right? That's my first time. You know.
Fucking Americans.
Are you fucking Americans? You always steal shit.
All right, Chubb. Hey. What's this subject on the docket?
I got one for you because I don't give a fuck about time today. So I got. What's the next subject? Then you're going to run away? Go ahead. Just get out of my face, dude. Get out of my face.
No, you bring the subject to me, and then I'll have thought as I'm
going. Move me with your words.
Alright.
Chubbs, there's a... Chubbs and folks, there is a viral... I think they're YouTube-based, but I see them on TikTok clips of these people... These all, I believe they're all comedians, but it's basically called Roast Me. And it's a classroom setting, so everybody's sitting in a desk. Yeah. And then they pick each person to go up to the front, and then they roast them. Okay? And there's this one guy. I'll fucking look him up, but Chubbs, I'm going to send you the videos. But basically, it's a roast, right? So, Chubbs, you look like this, this, and this, and you should have done that. That type of thing. And I pissed myself, dude. I have to look all this up, but this guy told this other guy, he goes, man, you look like you bit the boom out of a bomb. Because his teeth were so messed up. He goes, hold on, let me try to find this shit, because... And you guys hear the puppies in the back, too. But let me find this shit, because you bit the boom out of a bomb is the greatest fucking... Let's see if I can find it.
And that's from an amateur. That's not even from a real comedian, right? That's a great line.
I don't know. He may be a real comedian. I don't know for sure. But hang on. Let me find this mug, because, man, he's got some...
Some of my favorite shit to ever watch are the roasts. I love watching that shit, and I love the nastier the fucking better.
Oh yeah. The nastier the. I mean, the more detailed you get, the better. Yeah, I think I agree 100%. Let me find this mug though. I like the Kirko. Oh, here it is.
That nigga front tooth died in a corn dog bite.
Did you hear that?
That nigga front tooth died in a corn dog bite.
Hey, the tooth fairy sent the garbage truck for that tooth, nigga. Come here, put ketchup on the dick before she suck it. This dog face nigga look like a prick.
Did you hear him? Suck it.
You got to send
that to him. He said he looks like this dog faced man looked like a Crip Wawa.
Back on this dog faced nigga. That nigga rolled on his owner's lap the whole way here.
I'll send it to you, but there's one.
The old screen very well.
The one where he says, man, your teeth so fucked up, looks like you bit the boom out of a bomb. Fucking had me wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's not very podcast etiquette. Man, yeah, he's one of these people. I'll send you all the videos because I got his account saved now. But he's one of these people that you see and you're like, you're different. You're gifted with being funnier than everybody else in this room. You know what I mean? Because I love seeing that type of shit too. You know, with athletes, with comedians, with like, that's what Mark Norman, dude. He's blowing up.
Yeah, he's got that it factor.
Yeah.
To where I know we get on the rant about damn comedians again, but I just got to go over one of our favorites. Did you see what Bert Kreischer's doing right now?
I haven't. He did the Fully Loaded. I saw the whole slip and slide thing, and that's about it.
So he threw out the first pitch at whatever.
Oh, his belly.
Did you see that? And he's on a mission to fucking lose a bunch of that shit. Because he was like 270 pounds. His belly was moving more than the ball.
Yeah.
A disgusting picture. And so he's got his... And he wants everybody to roast the shit out of how fat he is. Because he's on a mission to lose that weight before his next tour starts, I guess. But
right.
Dude, he's actually going to be down here. He's going to be...
Greensboro, I think.
I think in Greensboro.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks.
Comedy Zone, probably. Or no, probably the amphitheater.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger ones. It's one of the bigger venues. So.
Yeah, but yeah, he's my favorite though is Big Jay Oakerson roasting him at his roast that was on OnlyFans.
Oh, I gotta watch it. I haven't seen that.
I've only seen clips. I feel like I need to look it up and show you, but yeah. Big J, he goes, here's a joke that Bert wrote. I was saying. did his laugh, dude. It is the, he goes, something I was saying.
I think you showed me that or you told me about that. I think so, man. It's
the greatest shit ever. Apparently, and then Bert did a podcast a few days after that. He goes, I probably drink 37 Coronas with lime. Because they just kept bringing him in because he's sitting on a throne. He's obviously not going to get up. But that Big J Oakerson is so damn funny.
He is. He's one of the good ones.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about here on the Beers with Brian podcast. I found a comedian that... podcast is very Nick Kroll show-ish. That I love. I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Rick Glassman.
Rick Glassman. Oh, we may have a special guest.
Special guest. Welcome to the building. Awake and alive. Awake and alive.
Jack D. Moss.
USA.
I just think what an honor it is to have, you know, four-time NBA champion Daryl Kurt Rambis as brother.
I mean, he brought it out, dude. He brought it out. I don't know.
Speech.
I appreciate everybody saying that I'm the best. And, you know, during that 1987 championship team, I was. Kareem told me. Magic told me. It doesn't matter who it was. They all told me I was the best.
Hey, 36 minutes, 1.7 points, 3.2 rebounds, 1 assist, 6 rebounds. Whatever Magic, you know, needed a breather, needed a newspaper, needed a... you know, quick Gatorade, or hell, you know, even if James did, or Kareem, straight to Rambis. Rambis was your man.
Rambis is your man. Not Jake Moss.
You got a plan? Rambis is your man.
Jake Moss has a plan.
Nope.
Straight up McUltra.
That's not a bad beer. Not a bad beer. Not very popular up here. It's a little expensive, but not a bad beer.
Yeah, well, it's getting more and more expensive down here. That's why we all on sale.
Oh, dude. I'm not buying beer if it's not on sale.
This is the old Paco Loco.
Yep.
Choco Topo Kiko.
Topo Choco.
I did the old Topo Choco. Foot Gecko. Drink Gecko.
Yeah, Topo Choco.
Topo Choco.
Yeah.
Choco.
The Topo Choco Choco Toco.
Alright, hey, what?
Hey, you just tell me that doesn't look like a cat.
We don't need any cats in here, Moss. We need dogs.
Any more dogs?
Screen don't go that way. Chubbs.
We got Bo in the back. Just making it right. I had to tell Bo to shut on up. I had to tell Bo, you know, that's a word. Cat has got him.
Screen don't go both ways.
Screen don't go that way. Got bands on, doing look good. Bands on. I got new pleats. They look good.
Need more dogs. So you get that fucking live, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck the video. Zach, oh, you just dropped the mic. Gone. Hey, send the link to Ricky. It's been 30 minutes.
I sent it to him. I got it. I sent it to him. Chubbs, but I think since we're here, I'm trying to find my damn beer on this, hang on, on this website here.
Glassman, hold up, we were talking about Glassman. What was his name, Ron Glassman?
Rick Glassman. He's one of these, he's a comedian, but he's one of these guys that really focuses on editing his podcast. He's very OCD, but he's very Kroll Show-esque, but it's a podcast, so it's not, you know, skits and sketches. But I listen to like every fourth podcast of his. If he has somebody on that I like, I'll definitely tune in. But he great podcast. But did you ever listen to Are You Garbage?
Yeah, I started listening to a couple episodes. It was funny,
dude.
I don't have time now to where.
No, I get it. Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm not on the road as much, and so I don't listen to as much. The old podcast. I don't have a fucking chance because, like I said, I work from the office now and we're out on the outside, but not in the truck all the time, so I can't listen to as many as I used to.
Yeah. No, dude, I get. I throw in a, I got some headphones, the AirPods, I throw them in. But, yeah, but those two podcasts are what I'm listening to now. You know, I still have Tuesdays and stuff like that. But the Rick Glassman's fucking hilarious, man. Did you?
And I'll be honest with you, man.
Yeah.
It's my go-to. I listen to them every week. My go-tos are this. Park After Dark.
Okay.
Fucking Tuesdays with Stories. And the fucking Two Bears when I get a chance. But they're fucking, they're just so long that I can't get them all in. And those are my three go-tos.
And, well, your fourth go-to is what?
Beers and Brian was my number one.
Okay, yeah. No, I figured.
These are the other ones.
Yeah, I figured we started at two.
Oh, no. BWB just can't have cat.
Cat the house. Meow. Screen door. Can't go that way. But, yeah, man, I got, I'm so crazy about podcasts. Yeah, that's all I listen to. I'm able to have a headphone in while I work. I get to a point in my week where I've listened to all of my stuff and had to put on a Joe Rogan. And hell, I've started the last seven Joe Rogans. I've gotten, you know, half hour in because they're all fucking 3 hours long. Like I don't.
Yeah, I mean, how can you fucking you have to.
I don't
you
have
set aside time to fucking listen to Joe Rogan. That's why I
don't have time for that.
I've never gotten into him. I mean, I'll only listen to a couple of some of the folks that I like,
yeah,
that I've heard of. Like, I love the comedian conversation. That always makes me laugh. And so when he has Mark Norman on, or he has Joe List, or Bert and him and all those four get together.
Yeah.
Ari Shaffir, Bert, and damn Tom Segura get together.
I love Tom.
I listen to that. Because it's fucking hilarious. Yeah, Tom Segura is fucking amazing.
You got to watch Your Mom's House.
I've heard about that one too, man. That's amazing.
But that's the type of podcast that that's my Wednesdays. I know that podcast comes out Wednesday morning. You have to watch it on YouTube because they do more of a show instead of a podcast.
Okay. See, I've never watched.
Dude, fucking. Google one of them. The only issue is if you haven't been in it, you're not gonna catch some of the jokes. But they kind of explain, because what they do is they oh my god, they have this feud with Garth Brooks.
Really?
Oh my god, dude. Yeah.
Hold that thought. Let me go to the bathroom. Talk amongst your people.
Go ahead. I'll talk amongst my people. Well, what am I supposed to do, Chubb? Go ahead. Just go to the pub. Go to the bathroom, I'll talk. So, folks, global warming is a crisis, okay? I'm just kidding. I don't have shit to say about global warming. I'm going to text Rickard, see what he's going to do. You joining? Question mark. See if he's going to come in. If he's not, folks, we'll just keep, chitter-chatter, pitter-patter with, you know, with that. But look, I'm going to go do something real quick. I'll just tell you guys to pause, all right? That's all it is. We ain't worried about it. We ain't worried about it. We ain't worried about it.
Good day, one. Chubbsy, you back? Yeah, me.
Did you just leave the controls to me and I'm not even here?
I left. I'm in the kitchen.
So they're really interested on what we didn't talk about during the time that I had to pee-pee. And Brian left. So listen. This is probably going to be your favorite episode to listen to. Subject matter coming up is going to be the Ukraine. Are they really a country? Are they really a war? Lesbians. How fun is it? That's it. That's all I got.
Hang on, sir. We'll be there in a minute.
Where'd you go, homie?
Just had to get situated, you know.
Oh.
Did you guys see a guy come through here about 5 minutes ago?
It was about three hours ago. He fucking ran right past the damn camera.
Well, you'll get him. Hang on.
Yeah, you'll catch him.
Look out. I'm going to get him.
Hey, I think he stole your beer, too.
We got him. Hang on. Did you guys see him? I think he went this way. Yep. Hang on.
Hang on. You got him?
I got him.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, that's the same. Hey, stop. Put his beard down.
Hang on.
Motherfucker. He's got his beard. Excuse me. Welcome to the Chubbs Minute. Let's talk about three things that really aggravate you when you're going to the bathroom. One, of course, when there's no toilet paper, you don't realize until it's too late. Two, you don't get there in time. Yep, and you mess up your shorts. And then three, you forget to put the seat down when you have to sit down. Now, that only happens usually when hammer drunk or, no, that's pretty much the only time I'm hammer drunk. So that's never good. And those are the three things that you look for. I don't know what he's doing. I'm running out of shit to talk about. He leaves me hanging. Heads are falling off.
I swear to God, I keep looking for this motherfucker. I can't find him. I don't know what happened to him. I'm still looking.
Hey, if you find him, tell him to get back in front of the camera.
He's running from me.
Hey, Brian, you got a stranger in your house. He stole three beers. I saw him running from left to right.
Where'd he go?
No, yeah, he went left to right.
Right to left?
No, left to right. You got to chase after him. He's got three of your beers and maybe a damn fucking bottle of bourbon. I don't know.
What was he wearing?
He was quick. But you got to go now, otherwise you'll never catch him.
What was he wearing?
He was wearing a tan shirt, black shorts, a skull cap. He's got a tattoo of a heart with an arrow through it that says reindeer.
I don't know where he's. I don't know where he went, but I don't have tattoos. So sorry that took a little longer than expected, but I don't have tattoos. So what are you gonna do? You know.
There may be a point in time where people turn the pot off.
He said, give me 10 minutes, I got you. So we got a record pod coming. Chubbs, we're at 59 minutes. Do we start a third, or do we keep going? We keep on with
maybe
this one?
Maybe a special episode. Let's just fucking
keep rolling.
Let's do this one and start a special on the record.
All right. Well, Chubbs, you did say something about wanting to stop the
Oh, fine. All right, drop it. Hold on.
Yep, pick it up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, fuck Green Bay.